Welcome to the Eagle Eye Podcast, the number one show to bring you all things Club America in English, from tactical analysis to player updates. We've got you covered on all the latest news on Las Águilas. Now, let's start the show. This is the Eagle Eye Podcast.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome back to another episode of the Eagle Eye Podcast, bringing you today everything that is Las Águilas del América. Of course, I know all of you guys are thinking and wondering what happened against Real Esteli, and then, of course, we have plenty and plenty to talk about in regards to that, but don't worry. We'll be back next week to talk all things CONCACAF Champions Cup alongside Brian, alongside Chris, alongside Christian and AJ. So make sure you guys stay tuned for that one. But today we're going to be talking Liga MX. We have the sixth jornada upon us. And I thought it was only fair to do this with a León expert so we can talk all things León versus América. So welcome to the pod, my dearest and dearest friend. It is the one, the only, Miss Cari Torres from the Lions Den podcast. How you doing, Cari?
Good, good. Hello. Good to be here again, obviously. But yeah, here we meet again, León and América. As we know, always going to be a good matchup. So I'm here excited to talk about what that could be.
No, yeah. I mean, there's a lot here to kind of pick at. I mean, I would say both teams aren't coming in their best form, but you guys just had a game recently against Pachuca. And how did that go for you guys?
Not well. the matchup was not well. I mean, honestly, it's very frustrating. It was a jornada 2 game. So obviously it was just played, the scheduling of, you know, around this other cup, but yeah, very frustrating. Honestly, we've had a lot of changes, obviously, from Arcamón to now Jorge Bava, this Uruguayan coach coming in, and, you know, very youthful. And, you know, I think that's one thing that I enjoy, any youth coach that comes and kind of brings new ideas and, you know, que lo que puede aportar, cambiar poquito, you know, al equipo. And, you know, he brought some youngsters with him as well. And it's kind of been a very struggling start of the season for many, many reasons. And I think the game against Pachuca, apart from La Goliza that we had from Toluca, I was hoping that this Pachuca game would be okay, we need to win. Or if we tie, at least we can say we played well. And yeah, León started off well. Then Pachuca had one opportunity and scored on us. And then we came back, the remontada 2-1 at some point. I said, okay, this is looking good. And in the end, I mean, the score was what it was. And now, literally, after the game, I'm like, oh, now we have a mini concert. Great, at home. And yeah, not good. Not good, Ivan.
Well, it hasn't been rainbows and unicorns on our side either, of course. You're more familiar than anyone that, you know, these two teams, whenever they go up against each other, sparks tend to fly. And I wouldn't be surprised that you guys put your best face, your best foot forward, and you guys, you know, present your best versions of yourself. I mean, we saw glimpses of that in last season's Liguilla, when you guys, you know, had a pretty good game against us in your guys' stadium. And that is something that worries me all the time, is going to your guys' stadium. It always seems like we tend to struggle. It's hard to really grab a result. And America is in need of desperately in need of a win. Not necessarily because we need to scale the table with 3 points, although that's very important. A win is a must, because America has yet to get a win in these past 3 games that they've had. And so it's been very poor, very lacklustrous of this America side. And so I think the fans are itching for a result, a win, and something to grab on, something tangible, before we move on to February 14th in the Champions Cup second leg. So it's going to be interesting. I'm curious to hear your thoughts in regards to, what do you think your starting 11 is going to be presented as? I'm assuming Viñas is going to start, right?
That's the idea. And I think if we don't have Viñas, then there's no possibility that we could score. It's very frustrating and difficult. Like I said, we've had a rough start. And I think just to say, Cota has not been having a great start at all. And I think, you know, a lot of fans are very frustrating and say, you know what, you know, especially Cota Liguilla has not been able to come through. Obviously, he's had great games during the season. But when it's like momentos de Liguilla, momentos of crucial moments, he has not been able to be that secure goalkeeper that say, hey, he has her back. So he's had a rough start. And I think maybe why not? Let's put Blanco in. Let's bench Cota a couple of games. And defensively, Bava has changed so much. And I think that's a struggle because defensively, yes, we have a lot of the same bases of players, but I feel like the way he's playing, he's missing at least another defender because the way it's just, if you saw the game against Pachuca, it was just like, there was just a lack of understanding between, obviously they started a youngster, Cervantes, which los youngsters los tienes que meter. They have to learn, they have to make mistakes and whatnot. But I think there's just a lack of understanding defensively of what everybody should be doing. So I can't tell you defensively lo que puede pasar against America because my hope is that center back, because I mean, you guys have players that can make a lot of, that can do a lot of damage. Y si no nos reforzamos bien defensively on Saturday, va a haber otra golista. And I'm, you know, I don't think I've ever been so like worried about this team in that sense, but it's just the start, not great, Ivan. So Viñas for sure starting. I can see Diente starting. And hopefully Mena starting, because I think the connection between Mena, Diente, and Viñas, very important, and nos ha producido muchos goles. So that's what I'm hoping at least.
Okay, interesting. Diente is, of course, famous for the goal he scored against us in the Liga to make it 2-1 before we eventually tied it up. So should be interesting. It sounds like you guys have been having, I guess, a mixture of starting 11s then, if that's what I'm taking away.
Yes, I mean, yes. Yesterday versus Pachuca was Guardado's first starting game. As you know, other games he's subbed in and whatnot at halftime or towards the second, you know, middle of second half. And it's just, I think Bava's just really struggling to find his perfect 11 to be a bit more consistent. He's throwing in a couple of players in positions that at the start wasn't their position. And so he figured out, let's just put Alan Medina in that wing position, which I think he's not doing bad, pero le falta. Then we have Napoli, that to me, another Uruguayan player that came in that Bava knows well, struggling to find where to put him. And obviously he got red carded yesterday. And there we go. We are down 10 men. And, you know, I think a lot of fans are kind of frustrated with the new Uruguayan signing because they're not fitting in. They're leaving players like Platanos not getting enough time. Belon last week was playing with the sub-23, which to me, Belon is a really good center back, which my perfect game, he should be starting and Bava should play with three center backs. But I think I always say this, when you get new players, you get them for the next season. You don't get them for the current season. Like, I think that's what fans have to realize. Like, hay jugadores que se adaptan, boom, inmediatamente, great. But there's some players that you have to give them a season to figure it out. And then next season, they'll be a bit more productive. So I think that's what the frustration is with Uruguayan players. And the León fan base is saying he only wants to play his players. But I think it's just trying to find where they fit best. Because we do have some players that are a bit on the older side. Mena is 37. Guardados, 37, 38. I mean, it doesn't take away their quality, but when we need, you know, cuando se cansan, when it's a bit too much, se lesiona, we need to have someone else ready in that position.
No, yeah, I could definitely see where you're coming from in that perspective. America's kind of been in the same boat necessarily with not really having a consistent starting 11, and I think this has to do with having Nea at the beginning, kind of tweaking it to see whether or not a couple players on the bench will be able to kind of fight for a starting 11 and then kind of giving rest to the players that won the championship. And then now I think it's more so because of these injuries and you know, these players that are going down, and it's kind of concerning for the Americanismo, right? Henry's still in doubt. He probably will not make it for Saturday. questions, will he make it for the CONCACAF Champions game on Wednesday? Who knows? That's still up in the air. Kevin Alvarez is out for another week or 2 weeks possibly with his injury. Cabecita seems to be healthy, but you never know with him. Sometimes he's going down. So it's a lot of question marks around a lot of players that you necessarily think that that's had an effect on Jardine and especially effect on the team, right? Two draws and one loss in your past three games is not America-esque, especially when you consider the game against Necaxa, right? We didn't have our best game.
Oh, I love that game.
Yeah, it was a hectic one. It was chaotic. We didn't have our best game, but we should have put our best foot forward, and we didn't. The game against Monterrey, we probably should have walked away with 3 points. We were the more dominant side, but again, mistakes cost us, and we never really found a way to break down that defensive line. And then, of course, Dallas Delhi, we lose two really poor mistakes, and I think just a lack of creativity and a lack of answers for this America side going forward. It just seems that we don't have an answer for when teams sit back. And so that worries me coming into this one. I'm not so sure if you guys would do that in your home stadium. I doubt it. I think you guys might potentially try to bring the game to us, which I would hope, because then that would open up avenues for our, you know, wingers to kind of exploit space. But defensively, if it sounds like if you guys have some issues there, then this is the game that America needs to try to get back into scoring mode. And so we'll see exactly what happens in regards to that aspect. So it should be fun, an interesting game. As far as starting 11 goes for us, I think it's going to be the same. Malagón's going to be in net. The back line is going to stay, I would assume, the same with Chicote on the left. Unfortunately, for all America fans listening, Emilio Lara most likely will start on that right-hand side, although I would hope he puts someone else. But the reality is we don't have a natural right back after Layun's retirement. So this is frustrating. And then, of course, your center backs are going to be Igor with Sebastián Cáceres. Midfield, expect Hidalgo to play, expect Jonah to play, expect Diego Valdez to play. And then, of course, expect Brian, Quiñones, and I want to say, well, it's going to have to be Sendejas, the new Dutch player. I don't think he's going to get any minutes from the get-go. And I think if needed, he'll present himself in the second half. But that's kind of what we're rolling with. Tactically speaking, how do you think Leon approaches this one? Do you guys sit back or do you guys just go full force and try to go like for like?
That Leon that I want would be to go, you know, a todo. I think Leon in a couple of games has had great possession and control of the game. And it's just if they get scored on first, that's where you can see them in a little bit of crisis mode. And especially when they're out of possession, cuando pierden la pelota, it could be a hot mess to figure that out defensively. So, you know, I think, you know, honestly, I think it just depends who starts. It really depends who starts and what's the game plan there. Mena was benched yesterday versus Pachuca, and then Diente started. So obviously, I'm not too sure exactly what that looks like for America. I'm not sure if maybe he is planning to add another, defensive player, because I think especially with the players that you mentioned that probably not might be available, it's just crazy to think the level of quality that you guys have. And it's just like, oh, they're out. And I'm just like, man, that's a lot of good quality that I wish we had. We do have depth in players. It's just really frustrating. I think, you know, it's even hard for me to tell you a starting 11 because I just don't know what Baba's thinking for this America game. But if anything, your ex-player Viñas, if you guys are able to like hold them down, then we probably won't score. But he's been fantastic. I love Maravillas. He's an awesome player. El Toro, o sea, un muy, muy buen jugador. And si se les va, ahí es donde puede haber muchos goles.
Be interesting. I mean, I have no doubt that Cáceres will probably be closely marking him. Just because obviously the understanding of them playing so much at America, obviously with the national team, I think Cáceres knows Viñas pretty well. So I'm not too concerned that we can't lock him down. I just worry so much about the productivity for America going forward, and really just these lapses of misconcentration that we've had in defense that have cost us goals. For a side that has started off the season so well with, you know, four shutouts and stuff like that. So we're recently not looking our best version. But again, it's not because I think we aren't capable of it. It's because I think we lack the players to have that best version. And this America attack seems to be extremely deflated whenever Henry Martin isn't present, right? He adds so much to this America side, more than just goals. And Ilian is just, I think he's too raw still. He's too young. And it's difficult for him to kind of just slot in and do exactly what Henry did. Because, you know, it took Henry a while to finally master it. So I expect Ilian to kind of take just as long. So we'll see what happens in that perspective. But who is your player to watch on your end, Gary? Who's besides Vinhas? Because I feel like you just mentioned him. But besides Vinhas, who is the player to watch for León in this one?
Oh, besides Vinhas, probably Avion, just because Avion has had his like resurface era. Obviously, he was injured for a long time, and it seems like under Baba, he's given a lot of confidence in him, and he has definitely showed us a more athletic, a more fit, a more versatile type of player that kind of goes under the radar a bit. So if I have to say someone, I think I will say Avion, because no one really expected from Avion. He had really good moments yesterday. I think it's just trying to connect with others to follow through. And I think between Avion and Ivan Moreno, they've had really good connections with, especially Mena and Ivan. But for some reason, Ivan Moreno has not been a player that Baba has given much confidence or has, you know, start. He's kind of been coming off the bench and kind of been a bit borrado. So I'm not too sure, you know, if, you know, maybe Avion taking that position in place of him, but I still think both of them could still play from time to time. But if I have to say kind of low key play, it would have to be probably Avion. Obviously Fidel, youngster, that has really good moments. Obviously he has some silly moments, but he's still a young player that has a lot of room to grow, and he's definitely growing. And I'm sure a lot of teams all over the world are watching this youngster have all these minutes with the first team. So he might be a player that will be leaving soon, maybe in the next year or so. But probably Avion and Fidel Lombri.
Okay. All right. Two players to keep an eye on. Should be interesting. For me, I'm going to go with Diego Valdez. I think he's our number 10, and he kind of has to carry this team. Especially with, like I mentioned, Henry Martin not being present. So I think he needs to step it up and kind of be the catalyst and really just find a way to make the rest of your teammates really just shine and work around you. So it'll be important to see how he kind of presents himself in this game. I do expect him to start since he did see the bench against Real Esteli, although he did come in, but still I expect him to kind of hopefully be that catalyst. And then it's undeniable what Jonathan Dos Santos brings to the table as well. So he'll be another player that I would keep an eye on just to kind of see how he mitigates the midfield and kind of how he stops any and all attack coming from your guys' end, and seeing whether or not he could be kind of that plug in between Hidalgo and the center back partnership. So we'll have to wait and see. But yeah, it presents to be a good game. I think anyone watching this is going to come out and say, okay, it's León América. I would say that this is an opportunity, right, for América to come in and score those goals, because you guys have leaked a couple. And so it would present itself as a perfect opportunity. But again, it's at your guys' home stadium. If we were playing at the Azteca, that would be a whole different story. I feel like we would be more than heavy favorites coming into this one. But your guys' stadium, América still hasn't showed their best face. And so it's up in the air, I think, for a lot of Americanistas, and so me included. Well, we'll have to wait and see what happens, but from my perspective right there, I think it's going to be it's going to be a difficult one for America, however they present themselves. But I think it's possible to get the win. I just don't expect you guys to make it so easy.
No, and I think if anything, because obviously I think how León has been playing, I don't have any confidence is coming up this weekend, especially with such a quick turnaround from yesterday to the game on Saturday. I la verdad no tengo confianza at all. So even though, yes, we're home, and even though those games at home are always, you know, the fans hace lo suyo con el ambiente and whatnot, kind of a bit, you know, a type of environment where la fiera should come out. I'm hoping, if anything, that at least I see that from the players that, okay, this is against America. We have to try and put our best game. And that will be my takeaway. If we lose, y me quedo con, you know what? I saw something very different from after Toluca and after Pachuca. Okay, great. I'll take it as a chip moving forward into what we could see the rest of the season. But la verdad va a estar difícil. And also, tickets are expensive for that game, which it's a Leon thing because they're trying to get more Fiera bonos to be sold. And they're trying to get people like, you know, do you want to, I think the cheapest ticket, like 800 pesos for that game, which is pretty expensive. Wow. But for León fans are trying to get them to get a Fiera Bono, saying, well, for the cheapest ticket, for the cheapest Fiera Bono is like 1,350 pesos. So it's like, if you spend a little bit more, you get to have like five more home games instead of just paying more for America. And obviously for America fans, if they want to go watch it, I have to pay the price. We'll see how, you know, that looks like, how many fans, America fans actually show up.
Yeah. I mean, it's pricey, but I guess that happens whatever. The big boys comes out, right? The Americas, your Chivas. Teams just like to take advantage of it, right? It's kind of like what you see here in the States with Messi, right? And the exaggerating ticket prices just to go see one game. So obviously it's not to that discontrolled level down there, but it's kind of to put a perspective of what these things are. But all right, Kari, give me your prediction for Saturday. What are you going with? I'm curious.
I'm going with a 2-2 draw. I am not going to say we win. I am not putting myself in a vulnerable position of optimism when I'm just going to be blinded by my own like recognition that this team is, I guess, a question mark every game porque no sé a qué juega la verdad. So yeah. If we walk out of there with a 2-2 or a 1-1 and 0-0 and we have a good game and we're like, you know what, no nos pudieron ganar. We held up as much as we could. Me voy tranquila. So I'm saying 2-2 draw.
2-2. A lot of goals this one.
Well, it'd be nice for Viñas to score. I
guess it would be for him. Not so much. But okay. I'm going to go with, and I guess this is the pessimist side of me coming out. And it's just, I've really difficult to see how this America side can just kind of function right now with everything. I'm going with a 1-1 draw. And I know that might shock a lot of Americanistas just because they're probably looking at León's formula thinking, oh no, but this is probably one of those games, the game to kind of get those goals in and all that stuff. But I just, it's the away factor of it all. We tend to struggle in that stadium. Lately, this team hasn't been clicking up top and, you know, the mistakes that have been making in the defense, it's just, I feel it's all coming together. And you know, I hope I'm proven wrong. I really do, because it would just be a huge, huge boost of morale coming into Wednesday's game against Real Estelí at the home leg. But we'll see. We'll see if you know, whether or not America's capable of getting that result. But yeah, for me, I'm going with a 1-1 draw. I don't like it, but it's just kind of what I'm going with, buddy.
Well, it is Liga MX, so like a 1% part of me is like, you know, it's Liga MX. We can win. We can win against America. Like we can have like two terrible games and then beat America and then all is well with the world. Can happen, but I'm just not that optimistic. We're both drawing. We're both guessing a draw, so we will be shocked if we're wrong.
Well, alrighty then. That pretty much wraps up our little preview here. America versus León. León versus America, excuse me. Game's going to be live for the States over here at 5 p.m. Pacific, 7 Central, 8 Eastern, live via Todo the NS. So hopefully you guys stay tuned over our social media platform. Angie's going to have you guys covered with goals, updates, gifts, all of that good stuff. And yeah. Well, Kari, I just want to give you a huge shout out for everything that you've been doing. I know you've been working hard. With with the Lions Den podcast and, you know, with what you're doing with, you know, everything else. It's just absolutely amazing. My hat goes off to you, you know. And so just congratulations and keep doing what you're doing.
Thanks, Ivan. Well, I just want to say to you and the rest of the Eagle Eye podcast guys how much I love you guys and respect you guys, and congratulations. I never properly congratulated you guys on Ser Campeones. So very, very well deserved. I was rooting for you guys. I felt like you guys, you know, the acumulación of the season and everything needed to be that at the very end. And it was. So felicidades. You guys deserve it. And keep up doing the good work all over, sharing the Americanista of you guys and sharing that to all the English English speakers, fans all over the world. So keep doing what you're doing. And yeah, always a pleasure to speak with you. And thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you. And thank you to all our listeners. We'll be back, like I mentioned, next week to talk all things Club America. Get you guys ready for that Real Estelí second leg. And then we'll talk about that disaster that was the first leg as well. So make sure you guys stay tuned. We'll be back next week to talk all things Club America. Like again, Cari, thank you so much. And until next time, take care. And as always, Arriba America. Bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, this was another production of the Eagle Eye Podcast, the number one source for all things Club America in English. Make sure to follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Eagle Eye Podcast and get all the latest news and coverage. And subscribe to our podcast wherever it is you may listen.